Ahoy hoy, Pancasters, it's Pavo here, and I'm just here to tell you that we are now on Patreon. That's right, if you want to come and give us some of your lovely money, we're quite happy to take it, but we're not going to take it for nothing. We're going to give you some rewards, and rewards that will go from just getting your name on our Pancast Pal Roll of Honour. You could even maybe get a shout out on one of our podcasts or YouTube videos. Or how about we even record a personalised video greeting for you? Or you could even challenge a friend to a game of movie fight night over Skype that we will host. All of the information for all of the rewards are on www.patreon.com/pancast. Pledges start from just $1. That's about 75p in old money. Every single penny will be gladly received. And we will love you forever, and you'll officially become Pancast pals. So that's www.patreon.com/pancast. Come and join the fun! Ahoy hoy, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And this is That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
It's your weekly dose of everything to do with Star Wars. So we've got loads of Star Wars stories this week. Neil, kick us off.
I will do with a Hardy Trooper.
Oh!
So, rumour has it that Tom Hardy will be playing a Stormtrooper, like Daniel Craig did in A Force Awakens. With an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, he was asked about his involvement, and he replied, "I don't know if I can even say that." Whoops. He then asked, "Where did you hear that?" When told it was from the internet, Hardy didn't budge and just said, "Ah, the internet is a glorious web of deceit and misinformation, isn't it?" Now, the bit that I was going to bring to your attention, I think he probably is.
More than likely.
Because why would he open up the statement with, "I don't know if I can even say that"?
Okay.
That's the bit that everybody's like picked up on, isn't it?
All right, but I'm going to be a real Debbie Downer here. Does it really matter? You're not going to see that it's him.
No, but it's nice to know that
if you're going to have him in it, have him in it.
Yeah, but he will be, his voice. But the reason I like, this is why I quite like this, and the fact that if they're going to keep it going, is having special guests or guest actors in these roles where you don't actually see them, but you get to know who they are. Because once you know that's Daniel Craig, you can hear it's Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
You can hear it's Daniel Craig if you know his voice. But once you get to know, you sort of re-emphasize it. And it'd be fun to know. It's like a little, but where's Wally?
Isn't that going to take you out of the story?
Not really.
Why not? Because I wonder who's in that Stormtrooper.
To be fair, when I first watched it, I thought, "Oh, that's Daniel Craig." But when I saw Force Awakens, I didn't think, "Oh my God, that's Daniel Craig. And woof, I was out. Did you?
Right. But now that you know that one of them is going to be Tom.
Yeah, but
Cooper,
we always knew that somebody else was going to be.
Yeah, but
in
the trouble
Awakens.
Is, you're going to be looking, going, "I wonder if that was Tom Hardy."
No, ooh, not
I wonder
really.
If that was, yeah, I.
It's because I'm not like that. On my first view, I'm not like that. I'm not going to be sat there going, "Oh, which celebrity is what? Who's what?" I'm going to get immersed in the film and the thing. And I.
You
do,
just said that you're going to be interested in it. You're going to be.
Yeah, of course
it.
I am. After I've watched it the first time, I'm not going to know.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But I quite enjoy picking out the celebrities in Force Awakens and who's who and who's what.
I don't know. I think it's lovely for them.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to have, like, Kevin Smith being the voice of, has one line as the voice of one of the Stormtroopers.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to detract from, you know, it's sort of like, oh, so in the next movie, who's going to be the.
I don't think it will detract. I genuinely don't.
I hope not.
I just think it's a bit of fun within that universe.
Well, I don't like fun.
What, you grumpy old sod?
It's Star Wars. It's not about fun.
It is.
It's about the story.
Well, of course it is. But the first time you watch a Star Wars movie, I know you're like me, you watch it and you let it wash all over you.
I mean, the trouble I've got is that I get, which is different to you, is I like to know, like, every tiny little detail before I go and see the film.
I know.
So, like, I was one of the ones that when Daniel Craig said that, I went, that's, because I knew that Daniel Craig was in the movie.
Right.
So when I'm not saying it took me out of the scene, but it did slightly take me away from the action because, like, I was going to people, "That's Daniel Craig."
Ah, right.
And they're going, "Oh, really?" And like, "Oh, that's Simon Pegg." And like,
now you see, when I was watching it the first time, I completely forgot. Because you told me, obviously, about Daniel Craig, and we knew about Simon Pegg, but I totally forgot. And I was really didn't care because I got so wrapped up in what was going on. It was only the second time I went to see it, I was like, ooh. And I was listening out for Kevin Smith and all that, and I was thinking, ooh, that's it. But I still enjoyed the film.
I just thought
it's like a Where's Wally in the Star Wars world.
It is. I just don't want it to become
a
bigger thing. I don't want it to be a bigger thing. Anyway,
Pat.
After that misery. Okay, well, now that Rogue One has, it's not been and gone, but now obviously we've had the big build up and now we've all
relaxed.
Focus will now point to Episode 8, which is where it should focus because that's going to be the next big thing.
It is. It's this year.
It is this year. Rian Johnson has been talking about Luke and Rey's relationship in Episode 8. Now, we sort of, in our pre-show meeting, if you like, we did sort of discuss this a little bit because as people who do watch our show and listen to the podcast know that you're somebody that likes to keep away from spoilers.
I try as hard as I can.
Right.
Whereas I say to you, vet the spoiler. If it's not too bad, tell me.
I'm quite happy to let the spoilers wash all over me. And to be honest, if tomorrow the script leaked on the internet,
I'd read it.
And I've got no problems with reading it. But Rian Johnson has been talking about Luke and Rey's relationship in Episode 8, especially when the movie starts. So this was the whole point of this story that I liked, is that it's now been confirmed that for the very first time in a saga movie, Episode 8 will start exactly where Episode 7 finished.
Yeah.
The question to you is, do you think, because obviously, historically, we have a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Then we have that slight pause. Then we have Star Wars. Then we have a crawl. And then we have a starfield, a planet, possibly a ship. And then the action starts.
Yeah.
Do you think they're still... Now, because if they're going to start exactly where the last one finished, what's the crawl going to be? Because normally the crawl fills you in with what's happened in the last 2 years.
Are they going to... I don't know. Are they going to work it? I was going to say, are they going to do something totally brave and start the movie? So you'll have Lucasfilm...
Like Rogue One?
Yeah, and the movie will start. And then they might have a pause.
So do you think, I've forgotten the name of the director of Rogue One now.
Gareth Edwards.
Gareth Edwards said that is it a flashback? You could say it's a flashback at the start of Rogue One is basically the crawl.
Yeah.
So do you think that they're going to do that again? Do you think it could be we get to see what Rey and Luke talk about and then it goes, Star Wars, does the music, and then we're like maybe that's 2 years...
We're going to say the same thing as we say on every episode. Who knows? But somebody does know.
Well, yeah, a lot of people know.
But... the way I would see it, I think they'll do it, is they'll open straight up. So it'll come up with Lucasfilm. It'll then be them stood on the point where she hands him the lightsaber. Something will be said. Mm. And then I think it'll go into your Star Wars. Now, whether they do the crawl or not, I think they will.
They've got to do a crawl.
They will have to, won't they?
They've got to do a crawl. But one thing, I'm not going to take credit for this, but what I thought was quite a good idea would be that, all right, they are starting from that point. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to start with those characters. Because you could maybe start, if it's going to be in space, you could start with Hux and Kylo Ren flying away.
Wherever they're going.
Yeah, and meeting up with Snoke.
Yeah.
And so it starts with that, and then it could then go...
Because then that would fit perfectly into having the planet...
Yeah, because it could almost have Starkiller Base exploding in the background as the panning down into space.
Yeah.
And then a ship flying. I could write it, couldn't I? Ryan, I keep calling him Rian, but it's not, it's Ryan. Rian Johnson also said he doesn't want to skip ahead 2 years. He wants to see the very next moment of what happens, which I think everybody does.
Yeah, well, we all do, don't we?
Because Luke never said anything, you want to see that she's going, look, here. And he looks.
Is that the title? We don't want you to write it, do we?
Yeah. But you want to see just that of what they're going to, because what are they going to say to, I mean, Luke probably hasn't spoken to anybody for a long, long time. He might have spoken to blue holograms and, you know, force ghosts and stuff like that, but he hasn't spoken to anybody in theory for a long, long time.
Well, let's just, right, he's hiding. Yeah. isn't he? That's the whole point. He's been hiding.
Okay.
So he's possibly on this, and it's not just that little bit. It's a planet, isn't it, he's on?
Yeah, but I think he's only been on that island, hasn't he?
And do we know that's so where we're only showing a little bit of that island?
Yeah.
It might be populated with a native.
Acto.
Yeah, that's the name of the island. And it might be populated with some sort of native
people. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, but
I won't know who he is.
But isn't there, well, I think there's already been rumours that they go to other parts of the planet.
Right.
So, I don't know, sound like Elvis.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting just to see what Luke
has been up to.
Just the first sentence that Luke says.
What the hell are you doing here?
Yeah. Or where the hell did you get that lightsaber?
Yeah. What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. It could be something like that. It also said that Luke and Rey's relationship is a large part of the movie, and part of what she's dealing with is the realization that she has this power and this gift.
Yeah.
So there's going to be, I think there's going to be like a Yoda Luke kind of relationship.
She's going to have a strap to her back and
possibly
run and sat on her feet while she's doing handstands.
Possibly.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's interesting. We're trying to that's what's going to happen now. We're starting to piece together what we think the movie is going to be. We'll watch the first trailer.
Which realize, is rumored to be April.
Which we realise then we're completely wrong. Who knows?
Well, yeah, but you know what we're like with trailers. We watch a trailer, we dissect it, and we're completely wrong.
Yeah, because they cut it very
cleverly. We've learned. Now you'll be looking for those cuts.
I don't, because I'll get sucked in again. I know
you
I
will. Just let it wash over you. That's what I keep saying. Right, Rogue One, everybody. The box office. Woohoo! So, Rogue One has now officially become the second highest grossing Star Wars movie. While it hasn't quite hit the heights of Force Awakens, I'm sure it's exceeded the studio's expectation on the movie.
Yeah, well, I think the last time I looked at Box Office Mojo, it was at 930 million worldwide.
It's going to hit a billion.
It's going to hit a billion.
And now there's a link onto this. It hasn't quite performed in China like they thought it would.
No. Have you seen this? But again, I think it's but then The Force Awakens did it?
No.
They said they don't like sci-fi movies, apparently. But I think I said in a podcast, or whether it might be in this show a few weeks ago, that if they'd have hit 700, 800 million, Disney would have been happy. Because they've always said that this is an experiment. They don't know how successful it's going to be. Granted, I haven't gone and seen it back as many times as I've seen Force Awakens, but I've seen it three times at the cinema now. I'm halfway through listening to the audiobook.
Is the audiobook?
It is good. It is. Yeah. It makes me want to go and see the movie again. So, I probably might try and get and see it again before it leaves.
Well, it's still the number one movie.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So it's going to be on cinema. Strong still.
But yeah, it's,
it's exceeded their expectations, isn't it?
It has.
Just
it
means has. That I think they can think strongly. I mean, I don't think episode 8, we spoke about it last week, obviously with the upsetting news of Carrie Fisher's passing. I still don't think episode 8 will do what episode 7 has done.
No, I don't think that was a one-off.
Yeah.
I think that was.
But I still think it's going to be big, big business, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Big business. Oh.
And not long to go. Just 11 months. Just 11 months to go.
Soon be Christmas.
Okay, and filming for the upcoming Young Han Solo standalone Star Wars film is set to begin in February. Now, most of it will be filmed at Pinewood Studios in the UK.
Yeah.
But they apparently, now which Spanish website is El Blog de Cine Español, is reporting that filming for the film will take place in Italy and Spain. The filming in Spain is said to take place in Fuerteventura in the Canary Islands.
Yes, I've been to Lanzarote. That's in the Canary Islands.
Okay.
So
I've been to Turkey.
That's nowhere near the Canary
Islands. Well, no, but it's just as relevant as it is to the Canary Islands.
Well, I was just saying, I've been to the Canary Islands.
It means nothing.
Me and Han are just like that. You know, we're that close. I've been that close.
No, so where do you stand on the Han Solo movie then? Because they've started casting some fantastic people. Obviously, Alden Ehrenreich, we've got
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, fresh from his Golden Globes victory. Emilia Clarke.
Yeah.
There's somebody else as well, isn't there?
Woody
Harrelson. Well, rumoured.
Yeah, I think it's looking more than likely now.
Yeah. So are you looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. They've said they want to get it in. Somebody said they want it to be like a John Ford Western.
Right, okay. Have I can you read see that. This? Yeah? I can see that.
Which is fine. But with Lord and Miller, I'm hoping they get the right amount of humour.
Well, if I would like it to be more like a spaghetti Western.
Yeah, because a John Ford Western, as great as they are and actiony as they are not a laugh a minute, are they? You don't think, oh, I'm going to watch that and have a laugh?
No, it's got to have a bit of tongue-in-cheek.
It's going to have to be. He's going to have to be the cheeky chappy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not going to be Han Solo.
He's not Arthur Askey.
Yeah.
He's a cheeky chappy.
Yeah, why not?
He's a nifty 50s con man. Oh, yes. You can't have that.
Why not?
You want him to be... He's got to be a scoundrel. Yeah. He's not...
He's a cheeky, cocky.
He's not a cheeky, cocky.
He's a cocky, little cheeky chappy.
He's not.
He is.
He's not. He's supposed to be the guy that is the coolest guy in the cantina.
With a smirk.
But
when he starts, he's got to start somewhere. He's not born cool.
But then that means that if Woody Harrelson's going to be his mentor... Woody Harrelson's got to be an old cheeky cheeky chappy.
They still be cockney, shouldn't they? All right, Woody.
You all right, Dan?
Let's get down to the pub.
Chewy!
Yeah. Have it!
No, I...
Guy Ritchie directs.
Oh, God, no. Let's not do that. I mean, I've not been impressed with the last couple of Guy Ritchie movies.
What's the last
one? Well, The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I am bothered with that.
And then the trailer for that. Arthur one.
Oh, no, that's left me cold.
It looks like Arthur and Snatch combined all. Matron. I'm just saying, it looks like it just looks like they're trying to do... What was that Heath Ledger movie that they did where it's sort of done... It was done medieval, but then it was...
Oh, A Knight's Tale.
A Knight's Tale.
Well, I quite like that.
Did you?
Yeah,
there was bits of it I thought was all right, but then it just looked like it was trying to be too... I think... Vision. Paul Bettany's character was a bit cringy in places.
Because he was always nude.
No, because he was like trying to do the... He was like a promoter, wasn't he? He was like doing all the pre-fight spiel and stuff.
Anyway, we digress. Welcome to the Star Wars podcast.
Welcome to...
Right, now I'm looking forward to a Han Solo standalone movie. I really am.
Okay.
I just think Lord and Miller are great. I mean, I love 21 Jump Street. I even love 22 Jump Street.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought they worked really well. Had a right amount of comedy and humour and... comedy and action, I meant to say. So yeah, I think they're good. And the Lego movie
is great.
Talk about a film for everybody.
That's a film for everybody.
I hope, because I think Rogue One is a hard 12. The more I think about it, the more I think it's quite a top end 12.
Yeah.
It's downbeat, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I'm hoping they give this like an action indie. I think come away from a 12, be a PG, go for it.
Yeah.
And have fun. You know, reintroduce Han Solo as that fun character. Don't forget when we first met him, that Star Wars movie was a youth certificate.
Mm.
So it doesn't need to be violent. It doesn't need to be blood and guts.
Although it did have like limbs being chopped off.
Well, it did, but it doesn't. Blood. What I'm saying is the new one doesn't need to be. It can just be an action and adventure film. Raiders is a PG and that's bloody. And that's a great action film.
It is. It is. I hope it's in the vein of Raiders. That's the sort of vein I want, because it's... And then that's Harrison Ford again. So he's really got the whole point of that movie working is going to be whether Alden Ehrenreich can pull off Harrison Ford.
To be fair... I'll just digest that a minute. But to be fair, right... Star Wars are very particular about their casting. And on the new Force Awakens, they got it perfect, I think. Rogue One, perfect. So I think, you know, we're in safe hands. I think we are.
That's it. That's all the stories we've got for this week. Neil, would you like to do a little bit of housekeeping?
You have an opportunity to become involved in the Pancast Network. Just click on the Patreon link. There must be one down there somewhere. And please do come and be a sponsor for as little as £1 a month.
$1.
$1, I should
say. Which is cheaper than a pound.
Absolutely. So, which supports us and makes us keep everything free for you. So please do click on that and become a friend and a subscriber. Also, on the show notes, there are other ways to contact us, like our website, pancast.co.uk. You can email us at pancast@live.com. Again, come and like this video and come and subscribe to our YouTube channel. There's all sorts of goodies up for grabs now and then.
Remember hey, that? There is. There is.
So thank you.
That's it. That's it.
That is it.
That's it. So until next week, next Wednesday, whether we do it on Facebook Live again, I don't know. But you can also get this on podcast form, so you don't have to see our ugly mugs. You can just listen to our wonderful voices.
And next week,
yes,
we're coming from a different location.
Oh, yes. Next week, we'll be coming from a very special location. We have. Live. And we might even have a celebrity guest.
Oh.
Maybe. Maybe.
Me.
And me.
Yeah.
But until then, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me. Where have I heard that from?
I don't know.
Where have I heard that from? Yeah, I'm sure that's almost, nearly a catchphrase.
Almost a catchphrase.
Maybe there's one to come out.
Yes. So thank you very much.
Yes.
And may the force be with you. Always.
Ahoy, hoy, Pancasters, it's Pavo here, and I'm just here to tell you that we are now on Patreon. That's right, if you want to come and give us some of your lovely money, we're quite happy to take it, but we're not going to take it for nothing. We're going to give you some rewards, and rewards that will go from just getting your name on our Pancast Pal Roll of Honour. You could even maybe get a shout out on one of our podcasts or YouTube videos. Or how about we even record a personalised video greeting for you? Or you could even challenge a friend to a game of movie fight night over Skype that we will host. All of the information for all of the rewards are on www.patreon.com/pancast. Pledges start from just $1. That's about 75p in old money. Every single penny will be gladly received. And we will love you forever, and you'll officially become Pancast pals. So that's www.patreon.com/pancast. Come and join the fun!